the answer or the judgment. What I know for the flow, they will be Christ forever. Oh, it's my refuge. Oh, rock of ages. Oh, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother. When the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God's bosom? Oh, to be your pillow, oh, hide me over, oh, in the rock of ages. Oh, rock of ages, glam for me. Oh, rock the sound, oh, rock the trumpet. Or at the dawn, or of the day, oh, worldly pleasure with your treasure shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God? Oh, don't you want His bosom, your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Oh, rock of ages, oh, clap for me. Oh, all those sinners will be crying for their home dead. They'll never see. Oh, Father ransom will be singing. Oh, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God's bosom? Oh, to be your pillow, oh, hide me. Loving brother, oh, when the world's on fire, oh, don't you want God? Don't you want His bosom? Oh, hide me over in the rock of ages, oh, rock of ages, oh, clam for.
Worship Him tonight. Let's sing the song. Pass me another gentle Savior.
Find a sweet, it really. Tonight, Lord, as your word assures us, Lord, that you walk in the midst of your children. Father, tonight we know the Lord, you are here with us, God. And our prayer is that, Lord Jesus, you will not pass us by, Lord. But Father, you touch each and everyone tonight. Even knowing, Lord Jesus, our heart, oh God, knowing, Lord, all that, Father, we desire, oh God, from you. Lord Jesus, tonight, yes, we pray that, oh God, you will not pass us by, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, you stretch forth your hands and touch us, oh God.
Amen.
Even if there is anyone sick amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ, you are the healer, Lord. We see you that, Lord, you are a healer tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Father, you know the needs of your children, oh God.
Amen.
Father, meet each and everyone.
Yes.
According to your riches in glory.
Amen.
We've come believing, Lord. We've come with our faith anchored upon your promised word.
Yes, Lord.
That all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Father, we believe tonight. With all our heart, O God, that you changeth not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord.
And your word will never change. You have never failed in your promises, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, we look unto you tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Knowing the Lord Jesus, where two or three are gathered together in your name.
Amen.
There you are in their midst.
Yes,
Lord, before we turn to your word, O God, we want to thank you also, Lord,
Amen.
For the day so far, O God, in our homes, in our working places.
Yes, Lord.
over our children, O God. Father, we thank you for the sustaining power. We thank you, Lord Jesus. The weather out there is so bad, but Lord Jesus, there is something ringing in our hearts, O God. Oh, that Lord Jesus has quickened us to come here, O God. And Father, we know that it has to take you, oh, to bring us together here. And we believe that, Lord, we will be satisfied with the goodness of your house.
Amen.
So as we read your word, O God, bless your word, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Even as it's a teaching service tonight, O Lord. Father, the Holy Spirit, come teach us.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God, Richie, bless you for coming. Truly, the weather is so bad this day. But we know that it's part of what? God's creation. Amen. We thank God that we are back in his house. I know teaching services, they are somehow, it doesn't resonate so much. But there are nuggets. And we believe that at the end of it, there will be something for us to stand upon and pray. Praise God. So we still turn to Hebrews. We've looked at verse 1 and 2. Tonight, let's look at verse 3. But let's read the first three verses. Hebrews 1. One to three. Let's hear the word of God. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things, oh hallelujah, by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, thank you, Lord, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. Lord Jesus, we know every word is inspired, O God, and is profitable for your children, O God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions. The Lord, we, your children, will be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, Lord. Father, the inspiration behind these words, O God, here we are tonight, Lord, we want to receive them. Bless your church. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Today, let's look at something here. Christ, the expressed image of God. Amen. Last week, we were looking at the first two verses. But let's see what the prophet said about, let's remind our memories about what the prophet said about this book of the Hebrews. He said the book of the Hebrews is one of the deepest, richest books of the Bible. And he said it's supposed to have been written by St. Paul. At one place he said, because it sounds like his writing. See? Because the book of Hebrews sounds like what? The writings of what? Paul. And he said Paul was what? He was a great Bible expositor the world has ever had, outside of what? The Lord Jesus Christ. He said Paul was a real Bible teacher. Amen. And we all know how Paul, before then, he was Saul the Pharisee, how he was converted. And the way how the prophet put it, he said Paul was on his road to Damascus. About no, let's say something short about Paul, the author of this. God is the author of his word. But through him, through Paul, we receive this message. So let's look at Paul for a short while. Said Paul on his road down to Damascus one day, and a great light shining down struck him to the ground. And as we heard last week, he said, no one saw it but Paul. Amen. And the prophet said, I want you to notice that. No one saw it except what Paul. Praise God. And now he said, now the men that were with him, they didn't see the light. The men that were with Paul, they didn't see the light. Only Paul saw the light. So the prophet said, is it possible that someone could see Christ in this building tonight and no one else will see him? And he said, sure, praise God. So tonight, be that one, the only person that can see Christ in the midst of us in this church tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Only Paul saw the light all around and could not see him. Praise the Lord. And so, we see that Paul, he said, as soon as this great experience happened to him, he wasn't satisfied. And the prophet said, that's what makes Paul so good. When this experience came, he said, Paul didn't just go to preach. Praise the Lord. Till he found out whether it was right or not. Amen. Oh, sometimes maybe someone goes to the bush and sees someone's torchlight flashing. Then he will come back home, oh, I've seen the pillar of fire. And then he starts to what? Build an altar. This is a pulpit and begin to preach. I'm apostle, so and so. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Paul, when after this experience, the prophet said he didn't just run and build what? An altar or build what? A pulpit and started preaching. But he wanted to know whether it is of God. Amen. So for 3 years he went at the backside to study the word. Amen. So that's what the scripture tells us in 1 John 4:1. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Amen. See? Anything that happens, put it by the word and see if it goes along with the word. Yes, sir. That's what the church of Ephesus, when they started beginning, when they started well, that was how the church of Ephesus was. Amen. You cannot come to that first church age, the church of Ephesus, with any revelation and let them believe what your revelation. You can never come among them and say you are an apostle and they will just accept it. The Bible said they try them. Amen. They will try every revelation. They will try whether truly God has called and sent you. They will try you by what? By the word. And the Bible says by that way, they found many of them to be what? Liars. Brethren, let's try every spirit. Amen. Let us not just run ahead of God. And today we are hearing a lot of what? Revelations here and there. Now we are hearing something like the seventh dove. My brother, all these things. Everybody wants to be a leader, prophet. Look at that man from Ivory Coast, the way how he has swayed a lot of people. My brother, my sister, try. Put it by the word. Amen. But praise be to God. Amen. The word says, the elect. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The elect, Amen. They will never be deceived. Amen. That's God's word. And it gives it that assurance that we will never be deceived. The elect will never be deceived. Amen. And so, Paul, let's be like Paul. Anything that happens, put it by the word and see. And Paul found out that this is what truly the word, this is Jesus Christ who has spoken to him. And you know, Paul coming back, he knew he was a Pharisee. He knew he was coming to meet what? He was coming back to meet his fellow Pharisees. Who has been what? They were still holding on to the law. But now he is coming with what? Grace. It wouldn't be easy. He's coming to meet the Sadducees who don't believe in what? In the resurrection. My brother, it wasn't easy for Paul. But praise be to God. The prophet said when he was bringing this book of the Hebrews, he was trying to what? Separate the law from grace. Amen. So, let's look at verse 3 again. He said, God, let's look at verse 3, said, who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. The express image of his person. How many believe that God was in Christ Jesus? You know, God had done all that he could to always express himself to his children. God has always tried to express himself in one way or the other to his children. And now let's take the Bethany life, for example. The prophet said, if you notice, these flowers are not of the same color. They are different in color. We are looking at what? God trying to what? Express something to his children. In the first two verses, we saw that God in sundry times and in diverse manners, he spoke to the fathers by what? By the prophets. And we saw that the prophets, they were what? Shadowing Christ. But in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son. Oh, praise the Lord. And now he uses botany also to do what? To express something to his children. So the prophet was saying here, so always, everything around us, there is a message behind it. Amen. There's a message behind every botany life. So the prophet is saying here that if you notice, these flowers are not of the same color. They are different in color, showing that God is a God of what? Varieties. Amen. Praise God. He has the white flowers. He has the red flowers. All colors of flowers. And then he said, putting together to serve a purpose. Brings all this together to serve what? A purpose. Oh, collect what? Different colors of flowers. And arrange them really good. Or when you make a garden and you just plant only one flower, one color, it doesn't look beautiful, isn't it? You have to what? This red here, blue here, green here, and all those things. He said, God is a God of varieties. And so even this small group that we are here tonight, we are the flowers of God. Amen. Amen. From different countries. Amen. Oh, some from Zimbabwe, from Congo, from Ghana, from Slovak. Amen. Some are tall, some are short. God of varieties. But he said he puts all this together for a purpose. Look at how he has brought us all here together for a purpose. Amen. Amen. To be the church of the living God in Dublin here. Amen. From different places, different languages, different culture. But yet, when we come together, we have what? One language. Amen. The word of God. God of varieties bringing things what? And so even the flowers, their colors, different colors, is what? Telling us a message that God is the God of what? Varieties. Amen. He said he has big mountains and little hills and plains. He had deserts. He had the sea. Oh, he has the oak tree. He has the palm tree. Everything blending together in its place. Amen. Amen. Mm. Everything blending to its place. Then see that sometimes, let's look at another expression that God is always speaking to us. Another expression. Now let's look at the season we are in now, autumn. Almost all the trees are shedding their leaves. The flowers are gone. Amen. Amen. And they look up to the when the winter comes, it will probably what? Kill all botany life. But there is always life under the root. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Then something happens. The spring comes, followed by what? Summer. The return of the sun. Amen. Amen. The return of what? The S-U-N. But it's telling you something, my brother, my sister. Amen. When God created man in his own image, because of sin, we got separated from God. We were more than what? Dead. Amen. Amen. But by what? The return of the S-O-N, oh, life comes back again. See? Botany life is telling us something. Flowers, the trees all shed their leaves in one time of the year. Amen. Amen. Then a time comes. Another time comes. Another dispensation comes. And here is the return of the S-U-N. Amen. And then all life, all botany life, all that the winter killed, the sun brings them back to life again. Oh, praise the Lord. What is it telling us? What expression God is trying to bring to his children? That I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Mm. Then the prophet said, if he thinks enough to resurrect that, to resurrect toward the flower, and made a way of escape for that, for service in the future again, how much more has he for his people? Amen. If flowers, he will bring them back to life. What more about what? His own children. Oh, yes, sir. There will be a resurrection someday. Just as sure as there is a resurrection for the flower, there shall be a resurrection for what? The children of God also. Mm. He said, we see all that, and we believe that we all know that these things are all expressions. And they are doing what? They are testifying. They are telling us, making, knowing, a feeling that God wants us to know something. Oh, praise God. All these things that we could speak, for what? For hours, the expression of God to the human race. All these have their part, and they play it well. Amen. Sorry. All these have their part, and they play it what? Very well. So, my brother, you are also planted here. And so you have a part also to play, and you got to play it well. Amen. Oh, the day that he told mango tree, when he created mango tree, he said, mango tree, from today, bring forth what? Fruits of your own kind. Amen. Praise the Lord. And since that day, up to today, mango tree, oh, is bringing forth what? Fruits of his kind. Amen. It has not changed. And so we also are the image of God. We are in the image of him. Are we bringing forth the same fruits? Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Mango tree, always. Every flower, every tree, every sunshine. Oh, sun. Every morning, the sun will come up from what? From the east. Have you seen the sun coming up from the west? No, sir. It said east, and it has been the east. So every flower, every tree, every sunshine, every sunset, everything play its part well. This is a challenge to us, Sister Rudo. Amen. It's a challenge to us. But of all those expressions of God making known to us and giving us an example, that was going to make what? He was going to make a great expression of someday. And that is what? An eternal expression. Amen. Amen. All these things are all what? They are all gathering together to one thing. Praise the Lord. He said, he's going to make what? A great expression. One day. Amen. And you know that great, that's what we have just read. Amen. That great expression that he's going to make, that's what we just read. He said what? Christ will be what? He will be the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Another expression, which is what? Eternal expression. That's what the prophet is saying here. So then he did what? He said he sent to us his expressed image in the form of his son. God sent his son in the express image of himself to declare to the human race what he thought about us. Oh my. God has a thought about us, brethren. See, that doesn't make it what? Two people or three people. Amen. It's God. In what? Pouring himself into what? Another, said, the prophet said here, he changed his caste and became a man. Let's read Philippians. I think let's read something from Philippians. Philippians, what that scripture? Philippians 2, 5 to 7. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See? Who, being in the form of God, he was in the form of God and he was God, thought it not robbery to equal with God, that he was God. Amen. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of what? Of men. God, the same God. Praise the Lord. He said he was in the form of God. Then he did what? He took upon himself the form of what? A servant. See? So that is what the expression God, the final, the absolute expression God wants to make to us is to express himself for us to what? To know him. Because in the time past, God in sundry time, amen, and in diverse manners has spoken to the fathers by the prophets. But in this last day, oh, he has spoken to us by his son, Jesus Christ. You see. So now it is what? God himself expressing himself to us that here I am. Look at me. Praise the Lord. This is how I am. And then he was so mindful enough to make the expression to us, knowing that he is so great. See? Yet he came down in the form of what? A human being to express what he was. Brother, take notice of that. He was a great, great God coming down. So in the first place, he said he is expressing something to us. What is he expressing to us? Humility. Amen. Because even when you read the same Philippians, when you go down, he said, he humbled himself. So there's another expression God wants to express to us that I, even the Creator, the great God, have come down to be like what? One of you. What is he teaching us? What expression he wants to show to us? That we humble ourselves. My brethren, let's humble ourselves. Praise God. He did that for a purpose. He said, he became a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. He lived like a human life. And he had no place, even he had no place to lay his head. Look at the life that he came to portray. The expression. What expression is that? But brethren, let's look at our own self. When the storm of life beat us a little, we begin to what? Murmur. But my brother, that suffering is what? It's a portion for every Christian to go through. Amen. The storm of life will beat you. All right. It will bring you low, but it will not bring you down. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Because of your foundation that you are standing on. The foundation being what? That rock. Amen. Amen. Oh, my sister, you are a wise builder. Eh? Oh, my brother, you are a wise builder. Amen. Amen. That you have built your house upon that rock. And he said, and the rains descended, and the winds came, and the storm blew and beat upon that house. But it never fell. Amen. Because it has been built upon what? That rock. Amen. Amen. See. So the storm of life will come. Beat us really good. It will bring us low at times, but it can never bring us down. Hallelujah. As you have been singing that song all the time. Amen. It can never bring us down because your foundation is sure. It is not built on the sinking sand. No, sir. It's been upon what? That rock, the revelation. It's built upon revelation. The church is built upon what? Revelation. And he said, gates of hell can never prevail against it. So how can anything prevail against you, my brother? Nothing. Because the word of God has already spoken about you. And it is established. Yes, sir. Is it sickness? Oh, my. It is already, it has already been paid. It's a past tense. Because he said, by my stripes ye are healed. not by myself you are going to be healed. No, sir. It has already been paid. By my stripes, ye are healed. Amen. He has already done it. He said he healed our sick when we were sick. He would raise us up from the dead to show that he is a God of what? Resurrection and life. He's a God, God expressing his image. Amen. So he said the greatest expression of all was what? Jesus Christ. He was made a way for us. Christ was what? Made a way for us. That's why when Christ came, he said what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Christ was what? Made a way for us. Oh, without him, my brother, we are lost. That's why we got to follow him. Amen. He said he came, he fulfilled and vindicated everything that botany life, creation, all expressions that every botany life or creation has already expressed, he came to vindicate them. He came to fulfill them. And so if the flower dies and then another dispensation or the flower comes back to life, he came to what? He came to fulfill it. He came to vindicate it. He came to prove it. He died and rose up again. Amen. Amen. So that's him. He fulfilled everything. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, and when he came and did what he did, he proved that these expressions were right. He proved that all these botany lies, all the things that have been what? They were all shadows. And now he came to what? To vindicate them, to fulfill them. He gave vindication to them. Because as the flower raises again, the tree raises again, the sun raises again, so shall the Christian rise again. Amen. He said, it is. He said, it has to. Amen. It has to. My brother, you won't die, eh? My sister, you never die. Amen. Amen. Even our precious brother, we know that one of these days, all that resurrection money, we are going to see him. Amen. Amen. We are going to see him. Because a human being in the express image of God proved it by what? By resurrection. Jesus himself came and proved it by what? By resurrection. And as last week we heard, he left what? A memorial. Oh, yes, sir. He left a memorial, an empty tomb, to prove that he is alive. He left a memorial. And we were talking about what? Joseph. See? The prophets, they were what? They were shadowing what? They were shadowing Christ. Christ's life, they were shadowing it. And as we looked at Joseph last week, Joseph, he was sold. Huh? 20 silver. Jesus was also sold. What? 30 silver. They were both what? Sold. And in their sufferings, there were two people with what? With Joseph in the cells. One was saved. One was what? Condemned. The same thing. Jesus on the cross. Two people. One was saved. One was condemned. See, Jesus what? He was shadowing what? See, the prophets of old, they were shadowing Christ. Amen. He said, both of them, from their suffering, they rose up to what? To the highest, highest level. Amen. Joseph to the what? To the right hand side of Pharaoh. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus to the right hand side of what? Of the Almighty. See, same. At the time Joseph is going out, trumpets will be blowing. Oh, Joseph is coming. All knees has to bow. Same also when Christ is coming. Oh, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that he is God. Oh, yes, sir. What a type. Amen. And then the memorial. Oh, that's the one I love so much. The memorial. Joseph told the people, one of these days, God is going to visit you. And so when I die, don't bury me here. But take my bones along with you to the promised land. Oh, hallelujah. And so the bones of what? Joseph was in a casket somewhere. Oh, like this. Amen. And the prophet was saying, making a giving a story about it. Said, look, I can see all these Hebrews. These Hebrews, they have what? Gone to the fields. The taskmasters have beaten them. They have toiled. And they come back home. So tired, but wanting, he looks at Joseph's bones, and then he knows that one of these days we will be out of here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah! Amen. Praise God. Amen. That alone assured him that I'm not going to stay here. Amen. This world is not going to keep me here. Amen. Egypt is not going to keep me here. Amen. My prophet says that's why his bone is here. That one of these days, we are going out from here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It gives them what? It gave them the assurance. He left a memorial that their life is not the end of it. There's something what? There's going to be a better place. And Jesus also left the same memorial. Oh, the empty tomb to show that, oh, he's alive and that here, oh, even if my skin worm will eat all this and destroy me. Oh, I know that one of these days I shall stand on the other day on the side with what? My heavenly word body, and I shall see my Redeemer because he's alive. Oh, hallelujah. The prophets were shadowing what? Christ. The same also, botany always is expressing who God is. Amen. So now, so you believe now God was in Christ? The prophet said, I believe it with all my heart. The Bible said that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He was Emmanuel. In other words, he was the express image of Jehovah. Jesus was what? The express image of Jehovah on earth here. As Jehovah was what? Inveiled in flesh. Living here on earth, the only begotten of the Father from his bosom. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So he was the express image of him. And he said, and God shaped out here. All the powers of God was what? Was in him. Now let's continue the verse 3. Give me the verse 3, what we are on. So where are we? Now he said, okay. We finish the expression image and then, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Amen. There is power in the word. Amen. Amen. There is what? Power in the word. Amen. Amen. That's quick because time. So there is power in the word. And when he had himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. My brother, he what? He purged our sins. Amen. I love so much that the Lord Give me 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5:19. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Oh, thank God. He said, to wit, that God was in Christ. You see, there are scriptures. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Oh, aren't you happy? I want to hear amen. Amen. He's not imputing your trespasses upon you.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. That's what we just read from. We read from our text, which says, "Give me back our text again." He said, "What? He himself purged our sins. He purged our sins, my brother, my sister. There's no sin about you, eh? Amen. You are purged." You see, you got to accept it so that it will work. Amen. Because that is what we are coming on now. Because now he said he's seated at the right hand of what? Of God, of majesty. But now listen to what the prophet was saying here. He said, what does the right hand mean? Not God has got a right hand that somebody is sitting on it to. Right hand means what? Power and authority.
Amen.
See? God, the authority of everything, heaven and earth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so that's why he's it now. What is he doing there? What is he doing at the right hand of authority and power? Interceding. Amen. Upon our confession. Amen. That's why you got to believe and accept that you are not a sinner. God has purged your sins. Amen. He's not imputing any trespasses upon you. Aren't you happy? It's a question of what? You accepting it. That yes, I'm purged. Because your confession is what he will make good. Right now, my brother, my sister, listen closely. Your confession to him, he will make it good for you. That's why he's there. And now tonight, listen to what the prophet is saying. In the Message book, As I Was with Moses, preached in 1951, he said, remember, he can never do nothing for you until first you say he has done it.
Amen.
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 So tonight, take notice of that. That's why he's on what? Our scripture. He said what? He's now seated at what? He has purged our sins, and now he's seated at the right hand of what? Of majesty, isn't it? And what is he doing? What? Interceding. Amen. Every confession that we make, praise God. And so now the prophet is saying here, remember, he can never do anything for you until first you say he has done it.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are sick, you have to confess and tell and say, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
and testify that I am healed.
Amen.
Amen. That he has already done it, and truly he has already done it. When he said, that day when he said, it's finished. It's finished. All, everything. Your redemption is finished. So the prophet says, so tonight, my brother, my sister, is a teaching service. But Surely. Oh, we got to pray. Amen. So now, see, we've got something to pray about. How you got to what? Tell the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Amen. The other day I was telling, I've been saying this thing. Sometimes, sit down alone, just like Jacob. He sent all that he had beyond the brook. Amen. When he saw that now my life, I don't like my life anymore, Lord. So all that he has pushed everything away from him. And he was left alone. The Bible says he was left alone. You know what he was doing? He was talking to God. Amen. And God has to calm down. Praise the Lord. And he wrestled with God. He said, look, bless me. I can't continue my life like this. Sometimes, get yourself alone. Just talk with him like you are talking to a friend. Truly, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Speak. Just be talking to him. Say, Lord, I thank you the way how. Just speak with him like you are speaking to a friend. He loves that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just talk to him. Your knees. Why? Then the prophet have already told us that whatever you ask, tell the Lord why you are asking for it. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anything you ask, tell him why you are asking for that.
Amen.
Because that is going to what? Save you from what? Asking something that what? It will be amiss. Because you may what? Consume it upon your own lust. Tell me why. Lord, this is why I want this. Lord, this is why I want you to do this for me. Praise God. So he said, remember, he can never do anything for you until first you say he has done it. And then believe him and accept it and testify of it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I'm looking for a job. Lord, this job I know. I've received it. I'm testifying of it now that I am employed, but still, my brother, you are unemployed. But still you say, I'm employed. Oh, I know that I'm now, I'm employed. My job is in my hands. Praise God. My documents is in my hands. You got to testify. And then he said, believe it, oh, believe. When doubts are coming, see, Satan will come there. How many years now? Tell him, look, get behind me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Devil, how many years now? Tell him, get out, get behind me. I am what? I am the seed of Abraham. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
You tried what? My father Abraham. And he what? He was victorious. He waited for 25 years. Look, if I had to tell Satan, if I had to wait for 15 years, I'll wait for it.
Amen.
Get behind me.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So he said, first, believe that it has already been done. Believe him and accept it and testify it. Said, then he asked you, did you know that? Did you know that? Today we have known it. Amen. Look at the woman with what? The blood issue. She accepted her healing before she touched the helm.
Amen.
Amen. She accepted her healing. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
And truly, when she touched the helm, it was gone. Jesus said, I've hurt you. And someone has touched me. And you know the story already. Look at that Syrophoenician woman. That woman from Canaan. When he set off, how the prophet put it, when he set off, people were telling her, look, you are a Gentile, he's a Jew. You cannot get anything from him. She never listened to anyone. And even when she went and saw Jesus Christ, you know how she addressed Jesus Christ? She addressed Jesus Christ out of what? Out of the dispensation, the time has not yet even come. Because she addressed Jesus, oh, you son of David. But he wasn't son of David yet. He will be son of David in the millennium when he will sit upon his father's throne. Praise God. But he was a son of man. But look at what, how this woman addressed her in the what? In a dispensation that has not yet even come. Amen. Calling her dog. See, yes, accepted it. You see? Yes, they say, accept it. Amen. She accepted it. Till what? Even calling Jesus at the wrong dispensation because of what? Her faith. Her perseverance. Amen. Amen. She got what? Her child. Healing for her child. And even that one, you know, it wasn't Jesus that proclaimed the healing. Huh? But she was given the authority. Amen. Amen. Say, let it be unto you according to your faith. So now she stood in front of her daughter. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Amen. That's all. Praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, my sister. Believe that it has already been done. Because if his name is, you want something from him tonight, he's already the Jehovah Jireh that provides all the needs. He's already, he's not now coming to be what? A Jehovah Jireh. He's already who can provide all things. Amen. So tonight, he's a high priest. He said, he is the high priest of your confession. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercessions upon our confession. And he said, we got to believe it, accept it, and confess it. Amen. He is before the Father to make good anything that we confess on in the what? In the redemptive blessings. Amen. The redemptive, seven redemptive word blessings. They are all here tonight. Amen. So my brother, God has been expressing himself to us. Amen. So the prophet went and said, whatsoever thing that ye pray, believe, you will receive them. It shall be given unto you. Amen. Whatsoever thing. So he said, if in your heart tonight, if you are dying with a heart trouble, if you got cancer, if you are with what? If you are with the appropriate faith, if you believe that all in your heart, then something is anchored. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If tonight, whatever you are looking for, he said, listen to what he said. He said, say, the prophet said, say, I believe Jesus Christ. I believe him with all my heart. I now accept him as my healer. I believe that he healed me. I am healed. Amen. And then he said, let him that is weak say, I am strong. Amen. So even if you are feeling weak in your faith, just say, I am strong. Amen. See? Just say it in your heart. Amen. I am now strong. I have now accepted Jesus as my healer. Amen. He said, never have any negative testimony anymore. You believe it. God is under obligation. Amen. Tonight, he's under obligation. Amen. He's sitting as the high priest of your confession to make good before the Father anything that he died for. Amen. You see, that woman with the blood issue, virtue went out. Amen. But another time, somebody just blindfolded him and then hit him and took the blindfold in. He said, prophesy, who hit you? Can you get virtue? Can't get virtue from that. Amen. But that man also met him, said, Lord, see the humility. I'm not worthy for you even to come under my house. I'm not worthy for it. But one thing I know, speak the word. Amen. Speak the word, and I know my servant to do well. See, he received it. See, the way how to approach God is the most important thing. Let's approach him. With what? With all fear and with all what humility, with all reverence, and ask what we need from him. Let's the musicians come. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. One sat alone beside the highway begging. Let's sing that song. One sat alone behind his word. We're begging. Then Jesus came. He has come. Amen. He's the express image of God. Express image, come, Jesus. The immaculate one, come. The lovely one, the fairest of 10,000, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon, the morning star. Oh, come. And when Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. Amen. It's broken. He's here, and so every tempter's power is what? Is broken. Every imagination that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God is broken.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
One sat alone. I did highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He closed his eyes and shivered in the shadow when Jesus came and bid his darkness free. Oh, when Jesus came, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus came, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to sing. From home and friends, the evil spirit drove him. Among the town, he dwelt in misery. He got himself a demon possessed. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. Oh, when Jesus came, the tempted body is broken. When Jesus came, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. Oh, for all is changed when Jesus comes to sing. Oh, unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. Till death to time, in helpless to the name. can feel the rain. These days are great, respect them all, and Jesus came. Oh, and cast out every fear. Oh, when Jesus come, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus come, the tears are wiped away. Oh, he takes the gloom and fill the light with glory. For the sin, when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior able. He could not come, compassion lasts and sin. Their broken hearts and left them sad and lonely. Oh, then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. Oh, when Jesus God, oh, the tempter's power is broken. Oh, it's broken. Oh, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with
When Jesus comes,
oh, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. Oh, he takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all his sake, when Jesus comes to stay.
So tonight, he's here. Amen. He's here. And as long as he's here, every tempter's power is broken.
Amen.
My brother and my sister, we are at liberty now. To ask him, as the prophet said, he's now at the right-hand side of what? Power and authority. Amen. And so, what you want tonight, just believe that it is done. Amen. So let us all pray now. Put your request before him. And believe that it is done.
Amen.
You have received it.
Amen.
God has accomplished it.
Amen.
He has already established it.
Amen.
And you believe it, you accept it by faith.
Amen.
That he has not changed the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
You believe it. It is yours. Tonight, Lord, I've claimed it. I've claimed it. You have expressed yourself to us in many ways. Now you have expressed yourself, your very self, your very person to us. Tonight, Lord, my faith is anchored in your word. My faith is anchored and I believe it. Put your request before him. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Yes. Believe it. Accept it. Testify of it. Your confession. Remember, your confession. He's there to intercede. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We ask our precious brother, Brother Ely, to come and close us in prayer.
For this evening, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for bringing us into your house, for gathering us together, O Lord, and for providing for this word.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this age, O Lord, because your prophet says this is the greatest of all the revelations.
Amen.
We can miss everything, oh Lord, but if we miss this one, we have missed the whole plan of redemption.
Yes,
right.
Amen.
That's why we are glad, oh Father, that tonight you have bring to our reminding, oh Lord,
yes,
that this revelation should be our focus every day, oh Lord.
Amen.
Because in it, oh Lord, all our needs are met, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus, oh Lord, our resurrection is met, oh Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus, our redemption is fulfilled.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for opening our eyes, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for giving us the understanding of the Spirit so that we can claim this revelation today, oh Lord. Having this, Heavenly Father, we don't even need to ask, oh Lord, because we know we have everything.
Oh,
we possess
hallelujah.
Everything, oh Lord,
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord. That's why we are only claiming the
amen.
Victory, Heavenly Father. We are confessing, oh Lord,
yes.
that we have got it, oh Lord.
Amen.
We have obtained it, oh Lord.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, oh Lord, which is the highest gift, oh Lord,
yes.
you have given us, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What
Jesus.
Else can we lack, oh Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
What
Jesus.
Else can we not obtain from you,
thank you, Lord
Heavenly
Jesus.
Father, oh Lord? All these things of the world, money, healing, children, or whatever, oh Lord, we confess that we have it and we will see it fulfilling in our lives.
Amen.
Once again, Heavenly Father, we think about our brother Vargas, who couldn't
yes.
make it tonight, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Be with him. Bless him, oh Lord.
Amen.
Sister Ingrid, who is not feeling well, oh Lord.
Oh,
send
yes,
your
Lord
hand,
Jesus.
Oh Lord, and heal her, Heavenly
Amen.
Father. The same with brother Vladimir, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Who, despite his not feeling well, oh Lord, he did. He was at his post of duty, Heavenly
Amen.
Father. Bless him for that, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give him the deepest desire of his heart, O
Amen.
Lord. We commit the rest of the weekend into your hands, O
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Sunday service, O Lord.
Yes.
Be with us. Provide for us, Heavenly
Amen.
Father. We thank you. Be with us as we dismiss. Go with us and bring us back again this house. We'll praise you as we commit your servant, Brother Maxwell, who
yes,
stood
Lord.
In the gap this evening, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Sweating and shouting, O Lord,
thank
to
you, Lord Jesus.
Give to your people what you prepared for them tonight.
Amen.
Bless him, O Lord. Provide to his needs, Heavenly Father. We commit everything into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. God bless you. The Lord grant his gentleness is back. Amen. And as the prayer has been offered for the weekend, let us all come to the house of God with real fire. Amen. With faith, believing.
Can never hold me for any moments I've begun. For I have made all my consecration. Oh, and I have my word in garments.
God. Amen.